Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. About 500 years before Jesus was born, a group of people emerged whose interest was the letter of the law. As time passed, they evolved a detailed code of 613 rules that regulated life down to the smallest details. They redefined God's decrees according to their own thinking and demanded that everyone live accordingly. They accused anybody who didn't follow these rules of not honoring God. By the time of Jesus, this had turned into traditionalism gone amok. For example, this is a good one here. For example, they developed a very elaborate hand-washing law. So before they ate, they would take 1 1/2 eggshell of water, and it had to be poured over the hands. But this couldn't happen in any manner. It had to be done just so. So the hands were held with the fingers upwards like this, and they would pour that 1 1/2 eggshell on the hands, and the water would run down to their wrists. Each palm was then cleansed with the fist of the other. So you take your palm and you rub it into your, you take your hand and rub it into the palm. So that was the beginning of it. Then the hands were held up, fingers pointing downwards, and water then was poured on their hands from the wrist, and it would drip down their hands and run off at their fingertips. Now, mind you, this was not a matter of hygiene. This was a matter of ritual. It had to be done even if a person's hands were spotless. To them, it was needed to please God. Not to do it exactly this way, to them, was considered a sin. So when the Pharisees and the scribes saw Jesus and his disciples, they did not wash their hands before they sat down to eat. And those guys went berserk. They blamed Jesus. "You are not teaching your disciples to honor God like our ancestors did." Their target was Jesus, of course, by saying this implied that Jesus was not from God. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the real problem with the position of the Pharisees and the scribes took? What's that problem? I mean, what's wrong, really, with wanting to honor tradition? Us Lutherans, we like to do that too, don't we? We have certain traditions that we like to take part. Even in today's world, for example, colds, flus, COVID, Delta virus, and all kinds of gazillion other types of viruses, it seems that hand washing is not such a bad thing to do. But the real problem was a heart problem, a heart problem. Their laws and traditions had become more important than what God was doing through Jesus. Man's laws were placed over God's laws. At the end of the day, people were being misled and souls put in danger by man's traditions. Because of this, Jesus spoke strong words of disapproval to the Pharisees. He called them hypocrites. We read in Matthew chapter 23, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor those who would enter to go in on their own." Pretty harsh, very harsh, in fact. You see the traditionalism and the legalism of the Pharisees were costing people their actual souls, their very souls. And Jesus called them on it. And he said in Mark 7, Isaiah was right, he said, when the prophecies about the hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. You know, we all have that sort of inconsistency going on in our lives. Mark Twain once said, "We are all like the moon. We have a dark side, and we don't want anyone to see it." Mark Twain was, of course, absolutely right. There is a side to each and every one of us that we don't want to expose. We would be mortified if what was deep inside was ever brought to light of day. So we cover it up, afraid, of course, to show it. But God demands a consistency between what we say and do and what we believe. Without this, we may as well stay home and sleep in. You see, the outside is not what matters most to God. No, He's after your heart. He is after our heart. He wants the outside to match the inside. And God is the one at work making the changes necessary to allow us to come to Him in true worship. God is at work changing our hearts through the forgiveness that Christ won for us on the cross. Ezekiel prophesied about God's people. We read in Ezekiel chapter 36, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." Have you ever felt like you can't possibly measure up? I mean, it just seems ridiculous. I can't do it. Have you ever felt like there was no way we or you will be able to please God because you actually take an inventory of your life and it seems like it falls really short? That's actually very, very good news. This is true because when you recognize that you know that you cannot ever live in a way that honors God perfectly, we need help. We know that. We need new hearts. We know that. And what is precisely what God gives to us in Jesus Christ? This was something that Jesus told His followers up front. He said in John 4, "Indeed, the time is coming, and it is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." The Father is looking for people like that to worship Him. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. See, the worship of God is not about rules and regulations. Honoring God is about meeting Him on His terms. In other words, worship is about coming to God to receive from Him new hearts. Worship is not about coming together to do something for God. He doesn't need your help, but rather to gather so that God does something for us. Pour out His forgiveness. trade our blood, guilty, sinful nature with the perfect, holy righteousness that Jesus won for us on the cross. Only by grace, only through faith in Christ. Jesus has set us free from the burdens of the law. He has taken away the burden of having to live and to live up to blind demands of this world. He has set us free. He has set us free to love and to serve. When we recognize this, God reshapes our hearts and minds and allows what is on the inside to honor Him by expressing itself in love for Him and for our neighbor. May God grant you the peace that comes from new hearts given by Him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.